You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You are on The Breakfast Show here at 95BFM. Kia ora, nō mai, haere mai, welcome along. We will be chatting to Fable in just a couple of minutes about a brand new EP which is coming out tomorrow called I'll See You in Hawaiki. Very excited to hear about this. But let's listen to Karakia, which I think has become a bit of a classic on this station this year.
Say what you think about us, won't you? But don't change a single thing we're doing. Go hard, my G, that's all there is to it. Lie low, too much heat is on me, lie, lie. You know on the beat, like soldier, soldier. Come round and let's eat. Break bread with the team, that's all there is to it. My love, too much heat is on me, la la. Stress me, but you won't best me, no. Things getting real, real messy, so okay. Dreams, I'm a dreamer. Me, but you won't best me, no way. Things looking like I'm a mess in a circle. Dreams, I'm a dreamer. Need, I really need you.
Get in.
Make me feel some type of way. Damn, I think I need a hotline. Get my head right, then I'm off to the game. Soldier, soldier, come round and let's eat. Ooh, Karakia, break bread with the team. That's all there is to it. My love, too much heat is on me, la la. Stress me, but you won't best me, no way. Things getting real, real messy, so come.
On my wrist, tell them bring the kids, put the ice in the fridge. Send them down road for the $5 chips. BYO, got the Andy on zip. It is what it is, tell them what's good. We the hometown kids, hometown cuz, but he out on the piss. Got it on lock, can't break this shit. Stuck here turning pages.
Say what you think about us, were you? But don't change a single thing.
Karakia, tēnei waiata, ko Fable te kaiwaiata, and we have got Fable on the line. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
Morena, Rachel, I'm good, thank you.
Hey, it's such a pleasure to be able to chat to you, Fable, ahead of your excellent new EP coming out tomorrow, which is called I'll See You in Hawaiki. How are you feeling?
Good, pretty stoked that I finally get it out. It's been like a massive long year trying to get it finished, but it's been good.
The singles that you've released so far from it, like Karakia, are such sort of anthemic songs, and they're so beautiful at kind of getting a feeling that I think is really hard to put into words, which you have actually done a pretty good job of putting into words when you've described this EP, somewhere between grief and somewhere between hope, kind of, in that space. How would you describe the Hawaiki EP?
I guess... it'd be a bit of a journey, like I sort of structured it in a way where it's almost like the EP is taking you on a waka, sort of, you know, to Hawaiki, to the homeland, in a sense, with some of the themes and how it sort of starts off a lot slower and then sort of progresses a bit faster as we sort of near our destination, I guess. But yeah, I try to build it around that idea of Hawaiki as the place, you know, our meeting place of where the spirits, you know, where our people go and where we get to see our loved ones. At the end of when everything's all said and done, but also Hawaiki as a way to reclaim our Māoridom or our whakapapa and our Māori tanga in a sense as well. There's heaps of stuff going on, I guess.
that was a pretty good way of boiling it down and keeping it open at the same time, I feel, because this is like a very gorgeous record in that you've opened up a lot of worlds, or like a lot of portals, with these songs. How do you feel when you've finished writing a track, especially something like Karakia, which has been out in the world for a while now, and some of these earlier singles that people have had a chance to listen to? How do you feel when you do sort of send it off into that space where it's not necessarily just your song anymore because people are listening to it or exploring it?
Yeah, it's pretty buzzy experience, like, and because I'm still like very green to all of, you know, the sort of musical side of everything, but it is definitely something that I've grown to really embrace, because I think for all musicians there's that whole I don't know how this is gonna be received, or this is very personal and special to me, and it's quite a scary, can be quite scary trying to release music knowing that it'll be out for the world to criticize. But I think in the same token there may be people that are experiencing things that you're, you know, experiencing, and that could be how that, you know, like you never know that music, your one song that you release could help one person in so many different ways, and even if that's just one person you've helped, like that's one extra person that you've, you know, helped out. So
how have you found, I guess, some of the kōrero you've been having with your peers and your friends about the music you've been releasing and the stuff that you're yet to release? But I know, you know, you've got a good crew of mates that you know have been bouncing these ideas around with for a while. How have you had those discussions?
It's always like very open and very honest, and because a lot of the stuff at the end of the day that I want to make is things or songs or come up with projects and ideas that haven't necessarily been explored, I guess. So always times where we're bouncing off random ideas, or I'll get feedback on a direction that I want to take. But at the end of the day, everyone's super supportive, and they just everyone's just like back, you know, like back your own judgment, and at the end of the day, so
And do you feel like when you're writing your lyrics, do you sit down and have an idea of what you want a song to be about? Or is it more you're compelled to write what you're feeling at that time?
I guess it's a bit of both. Like, there will be times, like most of the time I really enjoy just making whatever, like sort of making it come organically and writing and expressing how you're feeling at the time is like the best indicator for me. But there are times where I've wanted to highlight something or touch on something in my writing or in the production, and that will sort of dictate where we go in that session or in that sort of just, yeah, how that goes, I guess. But yeah.
Do you think about how these are going to translate to a live space? Because that's been, you know, it's been a long time since we've been able to really get into gigs in the way that we used to. And these tracks are quite different in some ways from some of your previous releases or things that I've seen you perform previously. What are you kind of expecting will be the live performance space for yourself with these songs?
To be honest, I haven't really thought about, like, how the tracks would transition into a live setting, but I'm always just keen to perform all songs, really, just perform. And I think all musicians are pretty getting itchy feet to just jump on stage and
definitely
jam.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got some cool people who have collaborated with you on here. I see one of the tracks you've got, Silas Futura, who's featured on there as well. Tell us a wee bit about working with Silas.
Silas is, he's jack of all trades is like one way to explain that guy. He pretty much can do anything, and like from like mixing and producing to, yeah, his vocal range and his own music, and like his own, he's a freelancer, like videographer, you know, can do design, and he does everything, eh? So like he's a bit of a inspiration for me, and yeah, a bit of a big brother for me when it comes to making music, and he's really helped me with coming out of my shell and in this music space, I guess. And I'm always grateful for his input and his afi into my music.
Well, I'm so excited for this EP to come out tomorrow. For anyone who has just tuned in, we're chatting to Fable, and the EP is called I'll See You in Hawaiki. We're going to play a brand new song that does come out tomorrow from it, called Mahi Hard. What can you tell us about this track?
this track is, I came up with how I envisioned this track was almost daydreaming. Well, it was daydreaming driving home from work on the southern motorway in Auckland, like peak traffic, like 5 o'clock. So that's,
we've all been there.
Yeah. So if you're a daydreamer like me, then this might resonate with you.
Awesome. Hey, Fable, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to have a chat with you, and enjoy celebrating this EP tomorrow. Thank you for letting us play this song early, and we'll see you hopefully in a gig in the not too distant future.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, Rachel.
Kia ora. See you later.
Ooh, it's the first spin of this one. That's a bit special.
BFO.
Cross my heart and heart, got love in the stars. Don't care how you make it, don't care. My heart.
to cross my heart and heart to. Got love and it's our story. Don't care how you make that money. My heart like Spurs do. In my ear like up to. Cousin, how you been like time keeps running, see them tail lights. Sudden, see them tail lights. And I'm getting kinda scared that I'm running out of break time. I'm getting kinda scared that if I don't try, but I do care, lay your head down. It's no stress, just come round, it's gonna come round for the mud spot. I'll get back my foot down, clutch out on that back road. We got them the kids, we think you heard us. Nervous by our time, I'll skirt to that 09. Big ups to that brown pride, never die. Tall tales, gotta get some. Not cuz, never had much, but a big heart and a broke car. Look how far we come, ah. Don't stop, gotta get gone. No time, stay headstrong. Can't stop, gotta stay on. Send them off, Rick.
Please put your mind at ease in the back. When you pull up to the street, better be where you at. Show your teeth, that's on me. Keep a G, kick it back. I'm smile hard and hard too. Got love and it's our story. Don't care how you make that money. My heart like Spurster. And my air like up to. Scared that I'm running out of break time.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.